This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Best of the Eagles on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Because things were even further complicated last night as the Rams lose to the Falcons. Not a game I saw coming. I thought the Rams were going to beat Atlanta, and I thought we'd go into next week kind of, you know, with all the options open. You could play Seattle, you could play San Francisco, you could play the Rams. Mm-hmm. Now it's down to two teams. It will either be the Rams as the sixth seed, or it will be San Francisco as the sixth seed. And the big question now is, what do you do? Do you go for the two seed, or do you settle for the three seed and rest your players? And last night, you know, I'm weighing the pros and cons in my head, and I went to bed last night, and I thought the decision was easy. I said, rest your guys, get ready for the playoffs, get ready for the postseason. Then I wake up this morning, and I see the Rams lose that game. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I am torn on this decision. Like, I know normally we come out and, you know, I have a strong opinion on something. I don't know about this one, because on the one hand, I look at it, and I think there are, you know, obviously a lot of benefits to resting your players. You don't want anybody to get hurt. We all know what happened with A.J. Brown in 2023. That was incredibly unfortunate. The Eagles, let's face it, they probably were going to lose to Tampa anyway, the way they were playing. But that was something that complicated things big time. But last year, you look at the benefits of having the two seed. And you're able to host every game throughout the playoffs if the one seed goes down. I like the matchup against the Packers far more than I would like a matchup with the Rams and the Niners, but then you have the injury risk factor, and I'm not going to lie this morning as we start the show, I'm torn, and I want to hear people's cases throughout the show. Your cases for playing, your cases for going after the two seed, and your cases for resting players this week. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Where do you fall on this? What would you do for Nick Sirianni? And Devin, I'll just ask you to start here. Where are you on it? Are you resting players? Are you settling for the three seed? Are you hoping that maybe your backups can go out there and win this game for you anyway? Or are you going for it? You're playing guys, you're going for the two seed.
So it is a tough call. And I truly don't, you know, envy Sirianni and the Eagles head coaches and coaches who have to make this decision. I personally would not play starters just because standing on the sidelines on Sunday, and also just, you know, throughout this entire season, there's so much that goes into it physically that even, you know, the TV cameras don't pick up. You hear the injuries that are reported, of course, when someone is, you know, actually going back to the locker room, getting x-rays. So many of these guys just get banged up on routine plays. Like Jalen Carter, his first game back, he walked off the field really slowly at one point on Sunday. We all saw Devontae Smith had that catch that was ruled not a catch, but he came up really slow after that. Looked like he was struggling. You don't want to lose one of your most important players, whether it's Devontae Smith, whether it's Jalen Carter, what have you, another offensive lineman, because you are simply playing for seeding. Like, I guess I'm valuing having an almost fully healthy team in the postseason over one better seed.
Yeah, and for me, like, this is kind of what it comes down to, because right now I'm still leaning toward I would sit. I'd sit my guys, I'd sit as many guys as possible, and I'd rest. And hey, I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that the Eagles backups could go out there and beat a dead Commanders team. I don't think that's impossible, but you also need other things to happen. Like, that's a big deal, too. If it was just the Eagles controlled their own destiny here, that's kind of a different story. You also need the Bears to go out and lose to the Lions. And this is kind of what it comes down to for me and why right now I still lean towards sitting guys, is what in the end can you live with more? you know, not playing and knowing we're going into the playoffs. We have a pretty healthy roster. I mean, the Eagles, for the most part, assuming you get Lane back, you have made it through. You're pretty healthy. You don't have any debilitating injuries here. Or playing one of these guys gets hurt. Like you said, I mean, look at the close calls last week. Jalen Phillips, there was a moment where he comes off and you think he might be hurt. Mm-hmm. Devontae on that play when he makes that amazing twisting catch. So that's kind of where I am at this point. And right now I'm still leaning towards, this is where I am. I'm still leaning towards sitting, but I can be swayed.
That's fair. That's fair. I feel like the more I think about it, the more I'm being swayed towards just no matter what, you sit the guys. Like, I feel more and more strongly about it as the days go on, especially after hearing Nick Sirianni when he spoke to media yesterday afternoon. He brought up the fact that pretty much every year, of course, they've gone the postseason, but whether they actually have the bye or they create their own bye, they've had a little bit of a break for the starters before their first postseason game. And it's clearly worked out for them because they've been to the Super Bowl twice, won it last year, and they didn't play most of their starters. I'm not saying, like, I think a good mix could work too. Of course, you know, you can't sit every single starter and have it be like a third preseason game. But I am saying I think it's worth, you know, protecting your guys. Especially the O-line and D-line, like talking to Jordan Mailata a few weeks ago in the locker room, just chatting with him about, you know, the physical toll that this takes. And they do. I know that, like, John Ritchie likes to bring up the fact that they're only doing walkthroughs. That's not true. This team practices hard, I can assure you, at least once or twice a week. They're not just doing walkthroughs. And, you know, Jordan said it after the game on Sunday. The difference at the end was the conditioning, because the Eagles were just in better conditioning shape because they work harder throughout the week, clearly, than the Bills do. But my point is, talking to Jordan a couple weeks back, he was like, yeah, my body's breaking down on me. All of ours are. It's not that I'm injured. It's just what happens when you play this sport, when you play on a lot on, in the trenches, and you're this many weeks deep into the season. It's just going to happen. So if you have someone saying their body is breaking down on them, why would you not give them some time off?
Right. And this is the thing here. Like, when you look at it from this standpoint, is, sure, you can look at it on the one side and say, well, look how beneficial the 2 seed was for the Eagles last year. And it was. Like, that's the part of it where I'm torn here, because the 2 seed was important. And you see the Lions go down and things work in the Eagles' favor. Then all of a sudden you're in the driver's seat. You have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. But they also created a bye last year. Like, they also rested the guys in week 18. And I know we were having similar conversations leading up to the game last year. Personally, I thought last year was a no-brainer decision. Like, I know Saquon was going for the record. That cannot be something that factors in when you're going for a Super Bowl. And I think last year the Eagles absolutely 100% made the right decision. And I think last year was easier. I think this decision this season is much, much more difficult than it was last year.
Yeah, it is a tough decision. I agree. I think it was easier last year. And I know we keep pointing to the fact that it worked out because the Eagles end up having home field advantage throughout the entire playoffs. I don't even know. Like, I know that there's, you know, sites that draw up hypothetical scenarios about who they're going to play and how it could all work out. You also have to look at the fact the Eagles have one of the best, if not, I believe, the best road winning percentage since Nick Sirianni took over as head coach in 2021 in the NFL. So, like, I have no worries about this team. I get it. People know, like, we don't have a good history out playing out in Seattle. Not that that's going to happen now. But just as an example, like, I don't think that that is a factor that would worry this team. And it certainly doesn't worry me. I think that they will get up for any opponent, no matter where they're playing them. It just, I don't know. I think it's a matter of, like, who the matchup is. And I think if you try to control that too much, there is such a thing as, like, overthinking it in a way.
Yeah.
If you're playing for a specific seed.
And part of it, like, I think most of the time we look at it and we say highest seed possible because you're looking for down the road in the playoffs. But it is important when you look at the first round. And that's why last night changed things a little bit for me. Because going into that game last night, the Rams game, I was pretty adamant about you sit your guys because I thought there was a high probability that you'd get Seattle in the first round, and I think Seattle's a good matchup for the Eagles, especially if you're playing them here, which you would have. That's not in play anymore. So now if you're the 3 seed, it is either going to be the Rams or the 49ers. They're, for me, the two teams that I would fear most in the NFC. Like, they're the two teams that I would least like to play of any in the conference, and that's a big deal for me, is, like, the fact that you could get that 2 seed, you could play the Packers, which we have seen the Eagles beat the Packers consistently over the last couple of years. You know, beat them in Green Bay earlier this year in a game where the Eagles' offense played pretty bad, still able to win that game. Obviously beat them in the playoffs last year, beat them in 2022. So that does factor me in for me, too, is the fact that you could get up, you could make it an easier first-round opponent. So last night changed things for me a little bit, just seeing the Rams lose that game and kind of eliminating Seattle from being that first-round opponent.
Yeah, so for me at least, I'm saying this out loud because I know it can be really confusing. Some people, I think, have an easy time with this. So basically, if the Eagles win, I also think that they can beat the Commanders without their starters in there. Like, I think Tanner McKee could absolutely go out and beat the Commanders.
Dan Quinn's fired up. He's got the boys ready to play this week.
His third string? Like, I feel like they don't even have healthy guys, so that's okay. That doesn't worry me, but if they win, if the Bears lose, that's the part that I'm doubtful of. Like, I just don't think that Lions team is healthy enough or is going to have the drive to go out there and, like, essentially help the Eagles get a better seed. Like, I don't see them going out there and beating the Bears on Sunday. But I guess we'll see. They play at the same exact time. That is the only scenario where the Eagles would then play the Packers because they would get the number two seed.
Right, right.
Obviously, Rams 49ers, not ideal, but I also think that this Eagles team is capable of beating any opponent, whether it's home or away, and I think that they have that confidence in themselves. So, again, I think it comes down to, like, overthinking it. I don't think that you need to play just so you get a specific opponent, because at one point or another, you're going to have to face a team that maybe, like, quote-unquote scares you or is going to be a tough matchup. It's just going to happen. For me, it's more about, like, the familiarity aspect in both. The Packers are extremely beaten up, so I'm okay with, you know, playing them. But playing a team, both Packers and Rams, for what, the fourth time, including last regular season, last postseason, and this regular season, like, I don't love the idea of playing a team that many times in such a short span.
Yeah, I mean, the odds are that you're not going to win every meeting.
You know,
the
right.
odds are
like
that
you can't. It's hard to go 4-0 against a team in that amount of time.
And let's face it. I mean, the Eagles Rams games, the last two times they played, last year in the playoffs and the one earlier this season,
come down
they're
to
coin flip games. You know, I mean, they're games that could go either way. So you want to get in 215-592-9494. But hey, I think it's a really difficult decision. Devin on the side of don't think about it, don't overthink it. Sit your guys down this week. I'm a little more torn, and I can be convinced, and I want to hear people's cases throughout the course of the show today. I'm leaning toward sitting. I'm leaning toward that being the right approach, but I'll tell you what, I do think that two seed would be beneficial. I think they're obviously you play the Packers, you'd have the higher seed moving throughout the rest of the playoffs, one game away from hosting a championship game if the one seed gets knocked off. I could be swayed, so I'd love to get your takes on that. Now we're joined by Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot Shore Parks, sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Elliot joins us now. What's going on, Elliot? Thanks for hopping on.
What up? How you guys doing this morning?
Pretty good, Elliot. Obviously, a big week for the Eagles. Big win on Sunday. And first off, what did you make of that win, and what did you make of that defensive performance? That was a hell of an effort from them against the Bills.
Yeah, I think if you're talking about just the defense, it was an outstanding performance. Like, not many teams go into Buffalo, regardless of the time of the year, and hold Josh Allen in that Bills offense to what they did. And I thought was especially impressive was the run defense. The Bills were the best running offense in the NFL heading into the game. We have seen this Eagles run defense be pretty up and down. Like, the secondary has been pretty solid. The linebackers have been pretty solid. But that front four has not been consistent against the run. So I thought what they did against the Bills rushing attack was really impressive. And I mean, really just the way they contained Josh Allen. You know, I know he missed that last pass, but I think it's underrated that Jalen Phillips and Jalen Carter collapsed that pocket, forcing him to move just a little bit, messes with his mechanics on the throw, and so he misses it. So strictly from a defensive perspective, I thought it was a good one. I did leave the game feeling pretty discouraged about the offense, but overall definitely a quality win.
Elliot, I know you had your show with Jordan Mailata and Spike last night at Chickie's, and I listened to parts of it, but I wanted to get your overall takeaways from chatting with Jordan. And I know that this likely isn't going to be a decision that's made by the players, but in terms of, like, resting or playing starters on Sunday against the Commanders, could you get a feel on if Jordan Mailata was leaning one way or the other. Because he's a player who, like, even just a few weeks ago told us that his body was breaking down and he needed rest. It was when they had, you know, they were coming off a short week and had an extra day rest. And he was saying that he, you know, just did nothing. What was your takeaway from that?
So, well, first, my takeaway from being there last night, not just with Mailata, but then also Tanner McKee was the guest on the Players Lounge, is that they're playing the backups on Sunday. Like, I would be very surprised if we saw the starters play on Sunday. So I think that's the direction that they are headed. Hmm. In terms of talking to Jordan last night, you know, he says he wants to play, and I can respect that as a player, he will always want to play. Jalen Hurts said something similar after the game. But, like, you brought up the, you know, Mailata kind of maybe seeming, you know, a bit banged up all year. He's the only offensive lineman that has not gotten a break all season. He's played all game. He was there every day in training camp, taking every rep. And I think he does need some time off. I do.
Yeah.
So, like, I think he says he wants to play. But if I think you put, you know, Jordan on a lie detector and then he got to decide truly, I think he would sit. And I think that's where a lot of the offensive linemen would probably fall on it.
You're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. And Elliot, as a follow-up to that, what would you do? Like, you're in the Eagles' position. The Rams lose last night. That narrows down the possible opponents if you're a 3-seed. Either going to be San Francisco or the Rams. If you get that 2-seed, you could play the Packers. How would you manage it this week?
You know, leaving Buffalo on Sunday, I was pretty steadfast that I would play and try to get the 2-seed. I do think it is an advantage to avoid potentially going to Chicago in the second round. We have seen that this team really struggles in weather. You look at the Green Bay game, the Detroit game, this Buffalo game last week, and I'm talking about the offense, not the defense, obviously. But, like, going to Chicago, I think, is the toughest game they would play in the postseason. I think it'd be harder than facing the Rams here. I think it'd be harder than going to San Francisco. So I do think you want to try to avoid that, right? But since leaving Buffalo, you know, think about it more, and then you watch the Rams last night, I do wonder if they would be better resting their guys on Sunday. Yes, you know, potentially get the Rams in the first round, but the Rams, they might be catching them at a good time right now. I mean, the Rams are faltering. They lost to Seattle. They lost last night. They've lost to Carolina. Like, they're just not the team that they were for that stretch in the middle of the season. And plus, the Eagles beat the Rams all the time. So I do think San Francisco will beat Seattle. So I think it'll probably be the Rams if they are the 3-seed. So I would lean towards resting the starters.
I want to go back to your answer that you gave me on last night and what you took away from talking to the players and Jordan Mailata and Tanner. You sounded very certain that the backups would be playing on Sunday. What else did you hear, or like what makes you jump to that conclusion?
I just think from talking to Tanner during the Players Lounge show, it just seems like he's preparing to play. Now, I will say he prepares to play every week. The takeaway I got from talking to Tanner is that the backups will be playing, but also just look at how this team has handled this in the past. Listen to what Nick Sirianni said yesterday when he was asked, you know, that second time around about the benefits of the bye week, right? So just from being around the team, like, you know, as long as I have, but also since, like, this Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman regime has been running it, they always value rest. And the one time they didn't value rest, it cost them A.J. Brown for the playoff game. So I feel pretty confident that we're going to see Tanner McKee out there on Sunday.
Yeah, now, Elliot, going back to the game on Sunday, and obviously we talked about defensive performance, the offensive performance, very different. They looked, I thought, really good in the first half. We're moving the ball well, scoring points. Second half, I mean, a struggle to score, even gain yards. I think 17 total yards, I believe, was the final number in the second half. Where are you with this offense right now, and how concerned are you about the issues?
So I rewatched the game yesterday, and I left it feeling better about Jalen Hurts specifically. I thought he played really, really well in the first half. I thought in the second half, the issues on offense were not his fault. I thought the pass protection wasn't good. The running game was not good in the second half, really for the whole game, which, you know, I'll talk about in a minute. But, like, I thought Jalen played well. So I do enter the playoffs feeling like Jalen is playing probably the best he has all season. Like, he is heading into the playoffs in a good version of himself. The reason I felt so discouraged about the Buffalo game was because going into it, it felt like they were taking steps in the right direction. I know they lost to the Chargers, but The offense moved the ball against the Chargers, and then they moved it against the Raiders, and then they moved it against Washington. And it just seemed like they were putting things together, specifically in the running game and the offensive line. And I thought against Buffalo, those both took a major step back. And what was so disappointing about the fact that it took a step back was Buffalo is not good against the run specifically. So I viewed this as an opportunity for this team to go to Buffalo against a good team, run the ball, have good pass protection, and really look like the version that could make a deep run in the playoffs. And I didn't think that's how the offense looked. Now, the good news is they didn't play their best game, and they still won. And I still think if you have a quarterback like Jalen is playing, you will go into the postseason with a chance to win. I still think they have a very good chance to go into the Super Bowl. But if you would have told me they were going to beat Buffalo, I would expect to feel way more confident about the team than I do coming out of it, just because I don't think the running game and the offensive line played up to their potential.
Yeah, Elliot, and I think when you look at Jalen, I agree. I thought he played really well in the first half. Second half, a little more difficult to kind of discern how he played. But how much of do you think the struggles in the second half of this game and this year come from, you know, the Eagles get a lead and they play a little more conservatively? How much stock do you put in that?
So it's interesting, right? Like this whole debate about being too conservative in the second half. Now, I know they were only up 13 points, but you bring it up on like a full year, right? Like they're up big, I think it was against Tampa, right? And there was other games this year where they've been up big. And
Cowboys game, yeah.
The Cowboys game, right. Okay. So I agree, right? Like their second half offense has been an issue. But I also do think if we just look at this logically, when you're up big, you want to run the ball and kill the clock. Like that's what you want to do when you are up a lot of points. That is what they did last year. So I do not think this is like a shift in philosophy. I think this is an execution problem where they can't run the ball like they did last year. So you go into these second halves, and I think it was, you know, on four of the five possessions, they ran it on the first two plays. Now that's a bit skewed because one of them, they were backed up on the 1 yard line, but regardless, like they tried to lean on the run in the second half. And that's probably what like you want to do. And honestly, it almost worked to perfection. The Bills didn't score until 5 minutes left in the game. So they almost, you know, completely like milked out that 13-0 win and got the job done. The issue is, and this is the main concern of mine going into the playoffs, they are just not the running game that they were. Like, forget last year. Like, this might be the worst running team of the Sirianni era. Like, they've always been able to run the ball, and they just cannot get it together this year. Like, the Buffalo game, to me, not being able to run it was such a red flag. So when people say they get conservative, I don't think they're getting conservative. I think they're trying to manage the game correctly, but because they can't run, it just it doesn't work.
Yeah, I agree. I think the run game, I mean, we're going into week 18, and I think it is what it is at this point, but they do still find ways to win games. All right, lastly from me, Elliot, I have to ask you, James Seltzer, like is he okay? Is he apparently I didn't hear him when I guess he was on the afternoon show, but like is he owning this? Is he apologetic? Is he feeling okay?
Yeah. Well, look, the Go Birds pod has always been an accountability podcast, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. We do not shy away from it. And I think he's been honest. It was not his best moment. Now, I will say it was funny. I was at the tailgate, and I left probably 10 minutes before he did this. So I narrowly avoided having to do it myself. And let me tell you, after seeing the reaction to James, I am very happy I missed out, because I can't imagine I would have done any better. Like, I'm way too pretty to jump through a table. There's no way I would have done that.
Oh, you can't do
effectively.
That. No.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's not Elliot. That's not what I do. So like,
now the Pico would get too scuffed up.
Yeah. You know, you mess up the attire.
Exactly. Exactly. But James, look, it was not good. I think he would tell you that. Now, when I first watched the video, I actually came away being like, wow, he did it. Like, good for him. And then you actually slow it down and, you know, that's my guy. I'll always stand up for him, but probably not something. Probably he wants a redo, I would say, on that one. I laugh every single time I watch it, though. It brings me a ton of joy.
There's like a new detail that makes me laugh every time I watch it.
Yeah, yeah. And Elliot, I know you're a brand guy. Not good for the brand of the Go Birds pod here from James.
Oh, well, here's what I would say. All press is good press. And when anyone's talking about the pod for basically 24 straight hours, like, I'll take it. So good job for James on that one. There's certainly been a lot of moments where people have talked about me for a few days, you know, about rear end of things. So I'll take it.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. Elliot Shore Parks, Eagles reporter for Sports Radio 94 WIP and co-host of the Go Birds podcast along with James Seltzer. Elliot, thanks for hopping on, man.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right, take it easy. There goes Elliot. And yeah, it's amazing. This seltzer thing is going going crazy. Did you see Jason Kelce commented on it?
Oh, I did. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he was even critiquing James's commitment to the bit. You really got to just like lean into it. And James decommitted midair.
Look at this guy. He's doing Monday Night Countdown, and he's on Twitter commenting on James Seltzer jumping through tables in Buffalo. But I guess Elliot's right. Any press is good press.
Yeah, it's got the people talking. Yeah, so
got to do better with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Best asset is availability, because the topic of, I think, all of our minds, and certainly the topic of the day in Philadelphia, and will be until the Eagles tell us what they're going to do on Sunday, is, are they going to play? Will the Eagles starters be available to play? Will the coach allow them to play on Sunday? Will the organization allow them to play on Sunday? And Hugh, this one, every year we kind of have one of these, it feels like, with the Eagles. And each year is a little bit different. Nick Sirianni spoke to that yesterday. We're going to hear from what Nick said in a little bit and how he's framing, the message to us right now as a fan base. But Hugh, every time we do this, it's a little bit different, right? Last year, it was about Saquon Barkley's record, and the Eagles prioritized the team over the player. A few years ago, they were in a scenario similar to this, in which they had a chance to win the NFC East, but they needed Dallas Cowboys to lose. This is kind of similar, where they need the Bears to drop a game.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 21, they had really nothing to play for, and they sat. Back in 22, they wanted to sit, but they had to roll Jalen Hurts back out there after a shoulder injury because they were about to blow the division. So each year has been a little bit different with Nick Sirianni. But I think this one is hard. I'm going to be honest. Before I tell you what I would do, I don't think this is an easy one, because there's a lot of play. There's clearly a more favorable matchup, I would say, if the Eagles can get to the 2 seed, because the Packers right now look like the worst team in the NFC postseason. So I see all that. I know how choppy the offense has been. I see all that. But Hugh, for the last, I don't know how many hours it's been since the game ended on Sunday, and then watching the Niners and the Bears on Sunday night, and then last night with the Rams and the Falcons. I've been watching and thinking a lot about this. And I've been weighing all these things in my head for, 30-something hours, whatever it's been since the Eagles played their football game on Sunday. And here's where I'm at. I wouldn't play. I think the Eagles should rest their starters on Sunday against the Washington Commanders. And I'll tell you why. I have several reasons why I think the smart play for the Eagles on Sunday is to rest. Number one, it matters. Teams that come off a bye play better. Look at Jalen Carter, what he was able to do off a few weeks off. He wasn't healthy, got a few weeks off, and he looked great. And I think about the advantage the Eagles could get if they sat maybe Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, guys that have felt banged up and not right the entire season. So I'm going to prioritize the health and the rest and try to get that bye, the kind of the self-created bye, before the first round of the playoffs. The second thing that's in my head is they need help. Like, they could go out there and play Sunday, and it doesn't matter, right? Like, if the Bears win the game, and I think the Bears are going to win the game. I know some people are hoping the Lions are going to do us a favor. I don't know, guys. I mean, since week 3, the Lions are 7-7 and the Bears are 11-3. I think the Bears are going to win that game. It's outdoors.
Yeah, they've been playing better.
Yeah, I mean, Jared Goff outdoors is not very good in the cold. I think the Eagles could try, but I don't think it's going to matter. I think the Bears are going to win on Sunday and just take the 2 seed. So it would really be for nothing when it comes to that. So I don't think it's going to work out in our favor in terms of the Bears' result. The other thing that's in my head, and I can't ignore this, 2 years ago, the Eagles had a chance to win the NFC East, but they needed the Dallas Cowboys to lose in Washington. And they rolled their starters out in MetLife Stadium, and A.J. Brown got a season-ending knee injury, and he couldn't play in the playoffs. Jalen Hurts dislocated his finger, and they were a disaster the next week, in Tampa Bay. So they went and tried. It didn't work out. They got players hurt, and they lost their first playoff game. So that looms in my head, and I wonder if it looms in Nick Sirianni's. And the last thing is, I think last night changed the equation a little bit. So the Rams lost last night, right?
Yes.
Saturday night.
Shout out to ATL.
Yeah, well, the Falcons beat them last night. So Saturday night is the Seahawks and the 49ers, right? That's for the number one overall seed.
Yes.
if the 49ers win that game, the Rams are the sixth seed no matter what happens on Sunday. So that means the Rams aren't going to play their players on Sunday, which means they're going to rest all their guys. So what I don't want to happen is the Eagles play on Sunday, try their hardest, still end up the three seed. Meanwhile, the Rams, who will be our opponent a week from now, create a bye for themselves. It just doesn't feel like it's worth it. Hugh, where do you come down? 215-592-9494 for everyone. It is a big conversation, and it's one I don't think is simple this time. But I would sit the players. I would sit the starters. That means no Jalen, no AJ, no Devontae, no Saquon, no O-line. Carter, Quinyon, Cooper, Bond, like the stars. They all sit on Sunday, and I get them ready for the playoffs as the number three seed. Hugh, where do you come down?
You gave me a lot to digest, Joe. You really, really did. But I look at it like this. I feel like last night we were given a gift by what the Atlanta Falcons did. Now, I know it's a slim chance, and you're still not – and control your destiny.
Nope.
But I would like to think that I have a say in it, because when you talk about potentially what the Chicago Bears could do or couldn't do coming up this weekend, that puts you in a spot to be in control of that second seed. And I honestly feel this is why I feel as strongly as I do. This team has not, like, you're in a good spot. And when you step back and we get done with this season, we're going to look at this team and say, you know what? For all of their warts, had a pretty damn good season. I mean, that's a fact. When you look at the way that we critique this team on a daily basis and what they were able to accomplish under the circumstances, when you talk about the offensive line being banged up as they are, you know, the trepidation about the quarterback, the offensive coordinator, the head coach, for all that matters, this is a really good season that they had. But they haven't lived up to the expectations or the potential that we thought that they had. So with that being said, I feel like we need one more tune-up going into this last game, because we have not earned the right to rest on our laurels. That's kind of how I look at it. You know, when you look at the way that this season has gone, even though it's a tremendous season and Jalen's put up some – he's made history. I'll just leave it at that. He's made history in some aspects.
Good history?
Don't do that.
I'm just wondering what history we're talking about.
But for you to come off of a defending Super Bowl champion and be in the position to be in the playoffs that you're in right now, you shouldn't feel comfortable. And the reason I feel like they should play is because this offense is not clicking right now. It's just not.
So I agree with you on that. And I there's two parts to this, right? There's the one part is, could the Eagles make their path better? And I think we'd all agree the two seed is better than the three seed, right? That's obvious. That's clear. You could get a second home game. You could play the seven seed. The two seed is better. I agree with everyone on that. The second part is what you just brought up, Hugh, and that is tune up, right? Get better. Is 1 week going to change anything? Like, is week 18 against the Commanders going to change the Eagles' offense in any way? I don't think it is. This is what they are.
Well, I think, you know what, Joe? And you're probably correct. Because I went into the game this weekend thinking that what they did against the Raiders and against the Commodores, that they would have a resurgence. That wasn't the case. Mm-mm. But still, you have to figure out, I think that you're still in a position where you have to figure out how to rescue your defense. And I know a lot of people are like, what do you mean by rescue your defense? They're probably, in order for us to get to where we ultimately want to be, they're going to probably have to stand on their head the whole time.
Of course they are. And I want to give them a little rest here this week.
So
a little break.
With that being said, I need to figure out as best I possibly can how to make sure that defense, when they're out there playing, they're not out there for a long time.
Yeah, I hear that. 215-592-9494. A couple other things on this, because there's so much that goes into the equation here. The Eagles have been a really good road team. They've been a good road team under Sirianni this year. They've been a good road team under Sirianni all 5 years. In fact, they have the most road wins in the NFL since Sirianni took over. So, like, I know there's an advantage of having the second home game here. I think we could go to Chicago in the second round and win. I don't think it's like, oh, no, we have to go to Soldier Field to play the Bears. Yeah, the Eagles could beat the Bears here. They could beat the Bears there. I think they could beat the Bears wherever they play them if they have to play them in the second round. So that's not enough for me. And let me throw one more thing in. Are we sure the Eagles can't beat the Commanders with their backups?
No, I don't. See, for me,
I'm saying for that part of the equation.
Yeah.
Because we want to win the game. I think they could win the game with the backups.
Yeah, I don't have a doubt about that. For me, that's not the thing. I think you need to be playing your best football at this point. And at no point during this season, even though it was a tremendous season, have you shown me your best football? Mm. like all season long. When on the offensive side of the ball, where can you point to and say, hey, this is the best football that they played for a stretch?
Against a good team, it's hard to find one. I mean, yeah,
I know that there's a lot of intangibles in
the Vikings game. And the Vikings aren't any good, but Flores is a good coordinator and all that.
But there's a lot of intangibles in there. But when you talk about the level that they've set for themselves and the standard that they've set for themselves and where they played at this year, I don't know any diehard Eagle fan that feels complacent with the way that they play.
Yeah, I guess I'm at the point where I'm not going to feel any. If they go out there with their starters on Sunday and they drop 45 on the Commanders, it doesn't do anything. Like they just did that. They dropped 30 on the Raiders. They dropped 20 something on the Commanders. They went out there and dropped and scored 13 against the Bills. There's no correlation. This whole thing is risk versus reward. And I
hear you. And then you're talking about, you know, you're worried about, you could never. In my opinion, playing in the NFL, you can't worry about injuries.
But the Eagles do that all the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you're decimated with them, but you know, you can get hurt running down a tunnel.
Well, then how come they don't play in the preseason?
Right? You know why they don't play in the preseason? Why? Joe? It's because there's been a mandate in the preseason that nobody plays anymore. I was a fan. I like playing in the preseason.
No, I know, but the Eagles have shown us they take caution when it comes to injuries. Like, to me, this is a preseason game on Sunday. It's a preseason game, and week one of the new season starts in the wild card round. This is the final preseason game. I'm not playing anyone, and I know we want two. Guys, I don't think the Bears are losing. I have a feeling if they play, we're going to look up at halftime and it's 24-7 Bears and we're like, oh, crap. This is a waste of time. Get them off the field.
Yeah, and the reason why they stopped playing in preseason, Joe, is because when they negotiated in the collective bargaining agreement, some of those idiots, that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah, but not for the games. That's just for practice.
No, they negotiated for them not to play as much in the preseason.
No, but there's nothing in there they can't play in the preseason. Players.
I mean, most people don't want to play anymore.
I know.
And they want to stay healthy, but to me, that's where I feel. I mean, the game is still a great game, but when you talk about certain skills and fundamentals that players have, they don't have those.
Yeah, I hear that. To me, that goes to the risk versus reward. This team doesn't play in the preseason. I consider this basically a preseason game. Joining us right now, as she does every Tuesday, Eagles sideline reporter, I think, finally dried off after Sunday. Devin Caney.
That was crazy. That weather was crazy.
That was the most insane weather I've ever reported in.
Do you have like a special rain jacket or is it just like a regular rain jacket? Because I feel like you needed a special one on Sunday.
So I had it's like a winter jacket. So it's actually one of those like battery heated jackets. And I made sure it was waterproof. So the jacket did hold up for the most part. But then like I was actually worried about the it was water, safe, though. I didn't get electrocuted. The battery still works. But yeah, I mean, it was raining so much that you're just got like your my sleeves, the collar, you know, your socks, your legs, like they're all gonna get soaked by the end of it.
So. Yeah, that's terrible.
You can't escape it. Yeah, it's inevitable.
How'd you deal with rain games, Hugh?
Just dealt with it. You know,
what do you come over?
Yeah.
What are you about to say?
I'll keep that to myself.
Okay.
But your mentality was different. Like the mentality in the course of the game was different. So it really didn't bother you.
Were you like that with all weather?
Yeah. It didn't bother me.
I got to imagine the rain is kind of the most challenging for players.
It's annoying because, like I said, you got a wet ass all day. Like, your ass is wet, and it's nothing you can do.
That feels like a challenge.
Well, yeah, because it's like you sit on the bench, and then you have a warm, wet ass because you're on the bench.
Sure.
But then when you go back out there, the ass is wet again. That's not a good feeling.
Yeah. And so it was like I was asking the equipment managers if they're doing anything different, you know, before the game, but it's artificial turf. So like cleat wise, you don't really do anything different. But it did feel slippery, the turf. And it was like soaking wet. They were like, no, we just have a ton of extra towels. And let me tell you, they were changing out the towels, especially on the offense with like, you know, how like Jalen Hurts receivers will have the towels hanging from their like so they can dry their hands. They were changing them out whenever they had the chance, like between series, if there was a TV timeout, whatever it may be. And it wasn't even doing
anything.
Though,
man. It's a beautiful thing.
I love that Hugh is sitting here going through his mail, by the way.
He does this often.
Yeah, like, I mean, I just
don't mind me, Hugh. I'm
paying attention, though. I'm just trying to
get any interesting fan mail.
I just get like people want me to sign stuff, and I just, you know.
He was a multitasker. I've learned to just accept it. This is what he does.
He's just sitting here. Just,
chores,
just,
mail. Yeah.
Well, I'll start.
Do your laundry next? Or? Yeah.
That would be funny if he was just folding laundry during
the show.
I will
do that, though. Yeah. I will. I like to keep. I do like washing
clothes. If we had a washer and dryer here, he absolutely would do that.
I would definitely. I like washing clothes.
Yeah. Do you?
Washing clothes is therapy.
Oh, I hate washing.
So I like washing them. I don't like, I'm not good at folding.
Have the pile of clean clothes mm-hmm. that end up sitting there.
See, I like to fold.
Until I give up and usually just like rewash them. Or
I like to fold.
You like
and
to
I
fold?
Like, yeah, and I like to put like my t-shirts in certain, like the black t-shirts go all in one pile.
Oh, you're really organized like that.
Well, they used to be. I gotta get back to that.
Well, you have a lot of shirts, too, and hoodies and stuff. None of this stuff surprises me. All right, Devin, Sunday, when you were watching that and that defensive performance against Josh Allen, yesterday I came to the realization, I think this Vic Fangio year is even more impressive than last year. And last year they were the best defense in the league and the best Eagles defense we've ever seen. But they lost five starters from that defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they're almost as good this year. I mean, I think they're up to third now in points per game allowed. I mean, it's not quite as dominant as last year, but since the bye, it's like they've been amazing.
Yeah, and since the bye, they're first, I believe, in points allowed.
It feels like, have you reached a point where it's just like, this is a greatness we're watching with Fangio? And do you think it's more impressive than last year?
It might be. It's getting there. And I think it's similar to last year and that we saw, especially when you look at the secondary is always great. And I know that, you know, this season there have been some question marks with that second outside cornerback spot. But we, like, even when you look at that, Dory Jackson still, you know, sometimes makes you a little nervous, but he's really come on. Marcus Epps has stepped in pretty seamlessly for Andrew Mukuba.
Yep. I actually think he's been better than Mukuba.
He has. Now, I still think Mukuba is a really bright future, mm-hmm. and it's unfortunate the way he went down because he was, you know, he was leading the team in interceptions for a little while. He actually still might be. I'm not sure. But it's the guys up front who have really been getting after it and getting after the quarterback. And we saw that last season, right? Like the number of sacks, the amount of quarterback hits, getting that pressure just increased as the season and then postseason went on. And that was the area that we had the biggest question mark about, right? You lose Josh Sweat, you lose Milton Williams. And even in the first few weeks, maybe more of the season, you know, you lost Za'Darius Smith, who retired randomly.
Yeah, that was wild.
Brandon Graham comes back, but you don't really know, you know, what he's going to look like. He seems like he's getting back to the form we saw him in last season. So it's just a fun defense to watch. And it's awesome being able to watch a defense that, at least for me, I just wholeheartedly trust. Like, even in that Bills game, it came down to the wire. But I'm like, they're going to get a stop here. Mm-hmm. There's no way they're not. Like, they're absolutely going to stop them. Like, I don't want to say no doubt in my mind because it was still nerve-wracking. But I think had the Bills gone down and scored, like, I would put it way more on the offense than the defense.
Oh, of course. I mean, they hung them out to dry most of the second half. All right, so let's spin forward to this week. So they are at least a number three seed, but the number two seed is still possible if the Bears lose their game on Sunday. Devin, how would you handle it? Because this... every year we kind of have this debate, but every year it's a little bit different. And this one, I think, is probably the most difficult in terms of the Eagles' decision because there is a real advantage to getting to two. I think the Packers right now, because their injuries, are the worst NFC team, NFC playoff team, so you'd get to play them and have a second home game. But I just, my preference is rest. I don't think the risk-reward says go play. And I think the Bears are pretty likely to win their game on Sunday, so the whole thing might not matter anyway. Where do you come down?
I agree with you. I would absolutely rest the starters. I know the two seed is on the table. I still think that there's a chance if you rest your starters that you can still beat a Commanders team.
I think they'd win with the backups.
Right. Like Tanner McKee is fully capable of beating the Commanders. And then, of course, it does, like you just mentioned, Joe, come down to the Lions beating the Bears. And we don't even know if that's going to happen because they play at the exact same time. So I just don't think it's worth risking the health of your starters. And I was saying this earlier on the morning show with Tom Kelly, you know, watching, like, being on the sidelines and Sunday, for example, Jalen Carter comes back and he is literally a game changer, right? Like, he had an incredible game. Seems like he's, you know, back, like, maybe needs some more conditioning wise, but otherwise fully ready to go. He even had a few moments where he's slow to get up. This is such a physical game. Devontae Smith made that catch. He was in pain for a while. You get, even if it's not a true injury, these guys get so banged up each and every game that it is just not worth the physical toll it would take to play the starters. You know you're not getting the bye in the first round. You might as well create your own bye. Nick Sirianni kind of talked about that when he spoke to media yesterday, too. Like, pretty much every time, except for 2023, we saw what happened to A.J. Brown in 2023. Yep. they've kind of created their own bye if they didn't have the first round bye automatically, and it's worked out for them.
Yeah, I think that's got to be in his head, the 2023 thing you brought up, because it was similar. Now, that required the Cowboys lose to the Commanders, and if my memory serves, the Cowboys were a bigger favorite. Like, it was very unlikely they would lose. The Bears, Lions, you know, it could happen.
Yeah, it's kind of a small line.
It's only 2.5, yeah. But it's still similar in that they need someone else to lose. Mm-hmm. And in that game, they tried. AJ got hurt, and I think Jalen dislocated his finger.
Yes, he did.
And then they went into the playoff game, and they played like crap.
And they were dead upon arrival.
Yeah,
I'm real scared.
It's risk versus reward, Hugh.
I'm saying I need some puppies.
I'm not scared. What?
Aminos.
What?
We need some aminos.
What are you muttering under your breath over there?
We need some aminos. Y'all worried about Cass getting hurt. This is the playoffs.
Well, it's not the playoffs. It's week 18.
Well, it's getting you ramping up for the playoffs.
No, they're ramping up. They're playing the Commanders.
And you need to play
better. It's not worrying. So, okay, I guess it is. You want to prevent any like major injury, but it's also just rest. So, like Jordan Mailata, he's played every single game this season. Mm-hmm. He told us weeks ago, it was when they had, you know, a longer week coming off a shorter week. He was telling us how he didn't do any work on the 2 days off he had because he said his body is breaking down on him. It doesn't even necessarily need to be an injury. Like, these guys, it's just a physical game, and their bodies are put through a lot week to week. So it's just having an extra break from putting your body through that.
They'll be all right. They can rest.
They might, but they might not.
They can rest after they win the Super
Bowl. Hugh, come on now.
Man, we can rest after we win the Super
Bowl. Guess how they won't get hurt? Standing on the sidelines on Sunday.
Yes. Yeah.
They will not. I promise you that.
My biggest fear is... this offense is already out of sync, right?
Mm.
And now you're taking a week off to rest, and then you're going to go out there knowing how point challenged that we are.
Point challenged. The 2025 Eagles, point challenged.
Where's the lie?
Well, it's 1 week could have changed anything.
It could potentially change. You could get a little bit more continuity.
We just did that against the Raiders and Commanders, and
all
then we went out and scored
matter.
13.
Why do you think... the Eagles are, or the offense is point challenged. What is the main reason for that?
Well, to be honest, there is no main
reason. Here comes the filibuster from
Douglas. No, I mean, it's not. It's one of those things that you look at, and it's a combination of everything. You know, you look at Coach Sirianni and some of the play calling that he makes during the course of the game. You look at Kevin Petullo, and you look at some of the things that he calls during the course of the game. And you got to look at the quarterback. And sometimes he doesn't look like he knows where he wants to go with the football. So it's not one thing. And I know people want to boil it down to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a bunch of different things. Because the two common denominators, I would probably say, is Jalen and Coach Sirianni, right? But when I ask people about this offense, like, people have told me this offense over the last 3 years hasn't changed much. It hasn't changed much. Like, you know, you had Coach Goober come in last year, Kellen Moore, and he implemented more. Remember how in the preseason we were doing all this motion and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We stopped doing that as the season progressed.
Yeah.
So we went back to what we know, right? So there's a lot in there where I can't just say, okay, it's this person's fault, it's that person's fault. I think it's a collective of everything. Lemony Snicket's, a series of unfortunate events.
Well, that all being said, it's also, you know, the O-line isn't nearly as good or healthy
as they once were. Yeah.
So all of the things you just said, how does playing the starters help with that?
Well, I think that it gives you continuity, because the one thing that I have not seen consistently is continuity.
You're hoping. Like, you're hoping here.
But, okay, I am hoping.
Yeah.
But I would rather hope in that last game, right, and play in that last game, instead of sitting these guys and hope for something that we ain't seen all year in the playoffs.
Well, perhaps, but better health.
After that, that's it.
Better health could change things.
Well, I hear you, but how healthy are you going to get in 4 days?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Devin brought up
more than 4 days.
Well, it's 14, really.
You're talking about you're talking about the game.
Buffalo to whoever.
No, but I hear you. But no, I don't subscribe.
I think Hugh's the scared one. I mean,
I'm not.
Well, you kind of sound scared.
Okay. Who else sees this, like, you going into the playoffs with this offense being what it is, being inept in the second half, and that might cost us a game if they're inept
well,
and going
it,
one,
it
two,
would
three
also
punts.
Cost us a game if Jalen Carter gets injured, if Devontae Smith gets injured by a Commanders team, by the way, that Dan Quinn basically said is going to give it their all out there Sunday to get revenge or whatever. Listen.
No, I think that's a fair point
Quinn
to bring up.
Wolf ticket,
yeah, but he might be. But you know what? I don't need Frankie Louvill lowering his helmet on Jalen and knocking him out of the game. Like hey, man, it just
that's not worth risking it.
Part of the game.
But it doesn't have to be part of the game this
week.
It doesn't have to be. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll hear you again later this week. Back on tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be back on tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Hugh, good luck with your fan mail.
Yeah, the fan mail. I'm trying to fill out the fan mail.
You have a lot today.
Yeah, I'm filling out the fan mail.
Devin, thank you. We'll talk to you on Sunday for the pregame show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I cannot believe, I saw quote from the game last night, Sean McVay's quote after the Rams game.
What a game.
And they asked him, they said, are you guys going to play next week? He's like, yes, we're going to play next week. We're not playing good enough. We got stuff to work on. Mm. And then I think the Eagles, I cannot believe they are actually, and it feels like they're leaning toward it. They're actually considering not playing starters on Sunday. I just wonder who they think they are. Like, they did win the Super Bowl last year, but they spent the entire season telling us that last year was last year and this year was this year. On Sunday, they have a chance to get the number 2 seed in the NFC, which means that in any playoff game, there will only be one NFC team that could have a home game over them in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. It gives them a serious chance to have 3 home playoff games just like they did last year. The other thing is, let's not make pretend that this team is like clicking on all cylinders and taking the week off is just that the week off is just a magical thing that is going to make everybody healthy so everything's good. Health is not the issue for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The issue for the Eagles has been they have not been consistent on offense. And they keep saying, it's amazing because Saquon said this, well, when we get it together, we're going to be scary. When everything starts clicking, we're going to be scary. And the truth is there hasn't been a consistent run of games this year when they've been clicking. So on Sunday, they get 2 things. Like they get a chance to get the number 2 seed, which is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is you get a chance once again to get your starters in there and get on a roll and feel good. I can understand they can feel good about winning the game on Sunday.
Right.
They certainly can't feel good about 16 yards in the second half. And it strikes to me as sort of like we can just turn it on.
Yeah.
You know, like this arrogance that all we need to do is wait for the playoffs. I'm sorry. They just have not had the look of a team that can just turn. They don't get that granted to them that when the playoffs start, they can just turn it on.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. And I would hope that's not the mindset going in. I really do hope they play Sunday. Now, do they need to play the entire game? I'll leave that up to their discretion, right? I obviously, there are certain players that are banged up. That if you can give them some rest, that's fine. But guys that are completely healthy,
yes.
Just to give them a week off of playing, I do not subscribe to that. I just don't. And I think part of it does have to do with how we've played for the majority of this season. But even most recently in Sunday's game, going through an entire second half with the offense looking the way that it looked, I got to be honest with you, I'd be surprised if the offensive players, particularly the skill position guys, don't want to play.
Right.
Now, listen, Saquon's a running back, and you want to, you know, he's already hit some certain milestones as far as over 1,000 yards, that type of thing. I can see him not being out there. But the receivers, the passing game, Dallas got, I you know, if I'm one of those guys, I certainly would want to be out there. And this isn't for some sort of selfish reason. It's more or less, I want to go into the postseason on a positive note.
Get into a groove.
Yes, I want to go into the postseason feeling confident about the last time that I was on the field. I don't know how the offense
can necessarily feel that way with the way the second half played out in Buffalo. So how do you sit down all of your main offensive players this week and let that be the lasting memory that they had going into the playoffs?
Yeah, it just seems crazy to me.
Yeah.
It seems crazy to me that I understand the value of the week off for the football team. They had it last year.
Yep.
But this was not the situation last year.
You were playing much better.
Much better.
This time of the year last year.
They at least had one thing on offense they knew they could rely on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you're right. The Kobe Deans of the world, Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you're banged up, sure. You don't need to play Sunday.
Absolutely. And they should be able to win the game with their starters in there. Shouldn't be a problem at all.
With some key backups in there.
Yes, yeah. And I agree too. If at halftime the Bears are up 31-0 on the Lions, sit everyone down.
Yeah, pull your guys. Yeah,
but
yes.
With the opportunity for the two seed, I keep going back to. I understand Nick Sirianni like wants to feel joy and wants everyone to feel the win, but there was something about him walking through the tunnel after the game and be like, "Everybody's not talking now. It's like. You can't let the winning that game overshadow the bigger picture. I just worry that they win that game and they think, we got it. Like, we're locked in, and they are not locked in. I think the two seed's too important. I think the opportunity to get the offense humming again is too important. And I think if they sit their starters on Sunday, it is an enormous mistake. Can you imagine if they sit the starters on Sunday and the Lions win that football game and we do not win the football game,
right,
and we will have voluntarily given up the two seed in the NFC?
And then you mess around and play the Rams in the first week of playoffs, and then the Rams coming here?
Yes. There's also
a 3-6 seed there.
Yes.
The 3-6 matchup.
There's also the opportunity to get the Packers in the first round by getting to the 2 seed instead of having to play the Rams or whoever the Niners.
49ers.
Yes.
It could be the Rams or the Niners.
Yeah. I don't get this. If they're playing possum, it's one thing. It doesn't feel like that's what they're doing.
Let me tell you. That's one thing they're not doing.
Yeah.
We're not playing possum.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Listen, us as fans, and even them, as the players and the coaches, you rest Sunday and don't win that game in the playoffs. You imagine what that outcome is going to be like, what the outrage will be like if that happens.
A catastrophe. It would be a catastrophe.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can imagine them looking back at 23 and going, well, we made a mistake there. That team was cooked. That team was dead. It didn't matter if they didn't play the starters in that final week. It didn't matter if they did play the starters. It didn't matter if AJ got hurt, if he didn't get hurt. That team was cooked. This team's not cooked.
Yep.
You know, this team only has an opportunity. Think about and then 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles should sit their starters on Sunday, or do you think they should go for the two seed and do you think they need the reps? I totally forget. I don't even remember. What did I start saying there?
Saying think about something.
End of the year.
If something happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry to come back to you.
We do have a next question, dude.
There you go.
That's usually me. I'm the one that ran into the wedges. Yeah.
That's back-to-back days at about 208.
Yeah, dude. Look, you give me 6 days off.
Yeah.
You even gave me the brain juice stuff. I'm drinking it.
I know.
It's like.
Yeah, but I will say, 3 o'clock on.
What brain juice?
Ah, listen.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it out on the air.
Hold on. Have you been drinking it?
I every once in a while.
Yeah. I can tell it's not every day.
Yeah.
Hold on. I take a lot for the brain because I'm really tired.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, locked into the six.
I'm just saying, does it make you sharper?
Does it make you smarter? 100%. Okay. But brain sharpness?
Locked in. So you think I was locked in past 3 o'clock?
Once it really start hitting.
Okay.
Oh, it hadn't kicked in yet.
Maybe I should, because I drank it around 1:30. I should push it back to 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's what I should do. All right.
It is a football Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Tanner McKee gets the nod on Sunday. I'm not wasting 1 second of my time comparing what McKee does to Jalen Hurts. Because franchise quarterbacks, they're measured over time. Backup quarterbacks are measured in moments. And this will be a fun moment to watch Tanner McKee. And I expect him to play well. Because I think he can handle this job. Okay? I think he is smooth as a backup quarterback. But it's not the same as what Jalen goes through on a week-by-week basis, on a year-by-year basis. The pressure, the defensive coordinators watching film, the list goes on and on and on. So here's my question to you on this Football Friday, 215-592-9494. Will you be comparing what the offense looks like with Tanner McKee on Sunday to what we witnessed with Jalen through the first 16 games? See, the expectations that Jalen goes through and the pressure, it's uncanny. For Tanner McKee, just go out and let it rip. There's less responsibility on his shoulders. Just go out, make the simple throws, put this team in a position. And truth be told, with resting guys, they may have a healthier offensive line, which can contribute to success. They may have a better run game with a better offensive line. Not better in regards to these guys stepping in is better than Maiolata full strength or Landon Dickerson full strength or Lane Johnson full strength. But it's clear the starters are banged the hell up. And it took a toll winning a championship last season for a one-game sample size. They may have some fresh blood on that O-line for the offense to run a bit better. And especially when the Commanders, they're ready for this thing to be over. Week 18, nothing left to play for. Look, Dan Quinn could play whatever Tommy Toughnut style he wants to, trying to make this something bigger than what it is when he's preaching to the team in the locker room and whatever. But the truth is, when you go through hell, when you go through a season where you're dealing with the Jaden Daniels injury and this, that, the other, you get to this game of the season, they don't want to be out there. They don't want to really compete. They don't want to give it their all. They're ready to go home. So you got to factor that in as well. And truth be told, this applies whether he plays good or bad. I won't come in here if Tanner McKee doesn't look right and say he stinks. I won't go out there and say, well, look, Tanner McKee was rough. I told you so. Hurts is the best. I won't do that. Because one game, it's not the end-all be-all. It applies both ways. I'm just making sure you are prepared for that. Because I know how this town goes. I've been around long enough. There are a bunch of you waiting. Drool is just flying out your mouth, ready to pounce and bite at anything you possibly can when it comes to shooting my guy Jalen Hurts down. And I won't stand for it, damn it. Franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backup quarterbacks are measured in moments. 215-592-9494. Will you be comparing the two quarterbacks this upcoming Sunday? Let's take a listen to Mike Garofalo, who talked about Tanner McKee getting the nod. This is what he had to say.
And I'm buying because of the legend of Tanner McKee. And if you don't know who Tanner McKee is, you don't live in Philadelphia, because Tanner McKee has been discussed a bunch to the point where folks have said, why don't we start Tanner McKee over Jalen Hurts, the Super Bowl MVP, a guy who's taken us to two Super Bowls. Well, Tanner McKee's going to come in. He's going to play well because he's played well before. And if I know Philadelphia, don't you worry. They will be measured in their approach, and they will not say that this is a sign of him being the best quarterback on our roster. None of that. You won't hear any of that in Philly. Yeah, you're going to hear plenty of it. But I think Tanner McKee could lead the Eagles to a victory that they need, and they might get themselves into the two seed. We'll see.
All right. So, yeah, he brought it up. This town will react a certain type of way. When you do that, though, this leads to shortcut conclusions. And that's not acceptable, in my opinion. It's just not. There's less on his plate, operation-wise. It's not apples to apples. You see guys like Jackson Dart, for example. When you first get thrown in there, okay, fun. Things change rather quickly in this league. And that's not the knock, McKee. I'm just saying. We can't be disrespecting who Jalen Hurts is, what he's accomplished, what he can continue to do, and who he is because of a game week 18 with Tanner McKee. I know how you are. I'm trying to get out in front of it because a lot of you are nasty. And I don't do nasty. I do respect. And that's what Jalen Hurts deserves the respect.
You've been listening to the best of the Eagles on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.